Welcome back to the NFL News Podcast. We have some big news today, including some official releases of signing details, some reopening of facilities, and some big announcements from some governors. Let's get right into it. First up, the Massachusetts governor, Charlie Baker, announced that professional sports teams can resume practice at their facilities beginning June 6th, another state making notable progress, meaning the Patriots can now reopen their facilities. The amount of states and teams that are reopening their facilities and states allowing teams to reopen, it's crazy. So if my math is correct, we should be full-scale, real practices with every team, or most teams, in like 2 months, or a month or two. Because the NFL yesterday did say that they are planning soon. Wait, they said within like a week, I think? A week to a month, I think. They're going to try to get coaches in there and reopen a ton of facilities. Get the coaches in there, real practices. So that is really good news for the return of the NFL and all sports, really. Speaking of reopening facilities, the Browns are going to be reopening their facilities on June 1st, really soon. So, if you're a Browns fan, good for you. The Browns are officially going to reopen the facility. Again, still in stage one, meaning there's not no coaches are allowed there, and only 75, I think, people are allowed there at a time. But still, it's something. Now we're going to just be talking about official signings, because yesterday all of these really happened, within the last week these happened. But now we have the official details. We're going to start with an older one, Carlos Hyde. He officially signed on 7 days ago, on Friday, last Friday. But now we have the official payment and money things. So the base value is $2.75 million, a $750,000 signing bonus. $1.5 million base with a $500,000 in-per-game roster bonus, which I don't really know what that is. But there are also incentives worth $1.25 million, and the max value is $4 million. So, we have another one. This happened yesterday. The Panthers, they signed veteran and former Saints and Giants cornerback Eli Apple to a one-year deal. This was announced yesterday that he was signing it, but we now have the official details. It is worth $3 million, including a $750,000 signing bonus. All things considered, a nice payday this late in the game for Eli Apple, who appeared, we all thought he was going to sign with the Raiders. I thought he was going to sign with the Raiders. But it really just fell through during free agency. But in order to make room for him, they are going to be waiving linebacker Sione Turma. I hope I pronounced that right. Just to make room for him signing there. This next signing also occurred yesterday, but we now have the official details. Ravens and Matt Judon, if you want to call him that, agreed to a franchise tender that he signed yesterday. It is officially worth $16.808 million. So, he's been a really key piece in their defense, and they could be a very, very good defense like they have been in the last couple of years. Also, this happened today. The Texans and starting right guard Zach Fulton have agreed to reworked contract. Fulton was due $14 million over the next 2 years with no guarantees, but is now worth $5 million fully guaranteed this season and $3 million not guaranteed in 2021. Fulton has been a pretty good player for them, really helping Deshaun Watson out, just helping him not get sacked all the time. It's nice to have him. And Houston also does get cap relief, which is good for the Texans. So I think it works out for everyone in this situation. The last thing I'm going to talk about today is the Broncos have promoted Matt Russell to Vice President of Player Personnel, a respected and experienced voice who works closely with John Elway. So they're basically just promoting someone to Vice President of Player Personnel. So they have done a couple other promotions like that today, but I'm not really going to get into that. That's the main one that they did. But that is going to do it for this episode of the NFL News Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Also, I do have an announcement to make. From next episode on, I'm going to try to just upload the podcast to my YouTube channel, which I will link in the description of this episode, and it's also in the description of the podcast, so go check it out. I try to do some extra content, and now I'm just going to do all my content there, as well as the podcast, so I'm not stopping the podcast, I'm just making it available in other places than just here. So, thank you for listening to the NFL News Podcast. See you next time. Goodbye.